ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीभगवानुवाच त्रिसप्तिवेपिता पूता वित्रभिः सहते नखा यत्साधुस्य कुले जातो भवान् वायकुलपावनः
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear Prahlad, O most pure, O great saintly person, your father has been purified, along with 21 forefathers in your family. Because you were born in this family, the entire dynasty has been purified. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The word tri saptabhi means seven multiplied by three. In one's family, one can count back four or five generations to one's great-grandfather or even one's great-grandfather's father. But since the Lord mentions 21 forefathers, this indicates that the benediction expands to other families also. Before the present family in which one has taken birth, one must have been born in other families. Thus, when a Vaishnava takes birth in a family, by the grace of the Lord, he purifies not only that family, but also the families of his previous births.
Om Agyan Timirandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurudev Namah.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear Prahlad, O most pure, O great saintly person, your father has been purified, along with 21 forefathers in your family. Because you were born in this family, the entire dynasty has been purified. It is the nature of anyone born in this material world to have special affection for one's family members, relatives, and intimate friends. And it is not that when one becomes a devotee that this affection is destroyed. Certainly, when one becomes a devotee of the Lord, one recognizes a broader family life based on the principle of Aham Bija Pratapita, Vijavanaya Sampane Brahmaniga Vihastini, Suni Chaiva Supakecha Pandita Samadarshana. A devotee recognizes that God is the Father of all spirit souls, that we are not these material bodies, and that every living entity is our brother and sister. Not only our immediate family members, not only the particular race or religion that we follow, nay, not even all of humanity, but every living creature, being part of God on the transcendental platform, is intimately related to me as a brother. Still, according to one's position in this world, those who are near and dear physically naturally have a special affection. And we find this in the life of Prahlad Maharaj. He was praying to the Lord that I do not want to go back to Godhead. I want to come back to this material world until all the fools and rascals who are trying to enjoy life in the illusion of sense gratification, until they can all come back to you. So in this way, Prahlad Maharaj was not discriminating. He was not dedicating all of his time simply to one or two few people. But his life was meant for every living being. His life was a sacrifice to every living being. But still, he specifically asked for the liberation of his father due to a special affection for him. Why is that? Does that mean the bodily conception of life? The real reason is because those who are closest to us, generally, we have the most opportunity to directly help them on their path back to Godhead. If someone has a special affection for you and you have a special direct connection with someone, then that connection provides the opportunity in due course of time to help that person become Krishna conscious. Because a devotee sees that every connection, every relationship only has value insofar as we are helping that person in that relationship come closer to Krishna. Otherwise, all relationships are maya. They are an illusion and they are meant for bondage. Krishna tells Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Asochyanandasochastvam pragyavadamshtabhashase gathasam agathasamshtananu sochanti panditaha. He was thinking in terms of the battle of Kurukshetra. How can I fight this battle? I will have to become the enemy of those I love, and I will have to kill them. My own grandfather, so dearly I love him. He was more to me than anyone on earth, outside of Krishna himself. And you are asking me to become his enemy and kill him. My own teacher, everything I know, I learned from him. And now you ask me to take everything I've learned from him and use it to kill him as his enemy? What to speak of all, there I have 100 cousins. Although they were certainly, due to ignorance, inimical toward me, still, they are my cousins. I love them very much. Why should we kill them? Just because they are a little foolish, does that mean I should be foolish and engage in this war with them? So Arjuna was thinking in terms of sentimental, physical affection. And therefore, Krishna chastised him that an intelligent person, a wise man, does not lament for neither the living or the dead. A wise man laments neither for the living nor the dead. But at the same time, a wise man is very concerned with the spiritual elevation of both the living and the dead. Useless lamentation is only a waste of time which diverts our attention away from the goal of life, which is Krishna consciousness. What Krishna is essentially telling Arjuna, that you can be helping to liberate these souls, but you are such a selfish rascal that you are wasting your time lamenting over sentimental thoughts about them. It's selfishness. Why not do something for them? Why not kill them and liberate them and send them back to Godhead? They may not like it. That may be their sentiment. But we are not concerned with their sentiments. We are concerned with their welfare.
That is love. In this material world, sentimental people, in the name of love, they are simply concerned with people's feelings. But they have no real concern with a person's welfare. And they are even willing to jeopardize a person's welfare just to make their feelings nice. Huh? That's not love. That's selfishness. That's bodily attachment. That's ignorance. Love means that you are truly and genuinely concerned with a person's welfare. Prahlad Maharaj loved his father. He had the most intimate, loving relationship with his father. And the proof of that was that he really cared about his father. Prahlad could have been just as much a devotee as he was and not let his father know. Huh? It's like we have so many devotees who do not tell their parents so much about their activities in Krishna consciousness. It doesn't make them less devotees. They're still doing the same thing. Their concentration on Krishna is still the same. But Prahlad Maharaj, he risked his life. He accepted so much inconvenience only because he wanted to help his father. Because he loved his father. Therefore, when his father so affectionately brought him on his lap on the throne, in parental affection, smelled his head and asked Prahlad, "What is the best thing you learned in school?" Prahlad knew that he was only with his father for 5 minutes. All he had to say was, "Oh, mathematics. Oh, Sanskrit. Ah." And then his father would say, "Very nice. Ah, I'm so happy. I'm so pleased." And then what? Then Prahlad would go and he would just be chanting Hare Krishna and doing his sadhana and doing his bhajan. No problem. It wouldn't have affected his life at all if he just said some nice things to his father. Huh? Why didn't he? It would have been easier for him. The reason is because he loved his father. He didn't care about his father's sentiments. He completely trampled on his father's sentiments. He made him so angry. He made him so hateful. He made him so offensive. Huh? But he knew this would be the best thing for him. Hitvatna patam grihamanda kupam vanam gato yadhari mashriyeta. You want to know the best thing I learned in school? That anyone who is uselessly on the bodily concept of life, trying to enjoy this material world, is in the darkness of ignorance. And such a person in the dark, deep well of family life should go to Vrindavan and surrender to Krishna. Huh? His father became very angry. And every time Prahlad would meet his father, he would tell him about Krishna. Because he was really concerned with his father. And then, after his father was dead, Prahlad was still concerned with his father. Because he was thinking, here is a person that was directly related to me, therefore here is a person that, according to the proximity, I could help. Huh? You see, it's not that he was discriminating. Because he's my father, therefore I love him, but I don't love anybody else. He loved every living entity. He was compassionate to every living entity. He was willing to come and take birth as long as any living creature was still in the darkness of ignorance. But because of the proximity of his father, there was that natural desire to help him. So after the father was dead, following in the footsteps of Krishna's teachings to Arjuna, he did not simply lament. He knew lament was useless to him, useless to his father, useless to his guru, useless in every circumstance. But what he did do is he prayed for his father's welfare. He wanted to do something practical and tangible for his father's benefit. That is love. He did not want to waste his valuable time. He did not want to divert his attention uselessly. He wanted to actually do something out of compassion for the upliftment of his father. And because Prahlad naturally had this affinity of love for his father, Nrsingadev, understanding the tribulations, the austerities that Prahlad is going through for him, is giving the benediction that not only your father, Prahlad, but one is naturally concerned with family members. I give you the benediction that 21 generations of your forefathers, they will all be freed from all sinful reactions. They will all attain liberation from all suffering. You see, the Lord is a person. And when the Lord sees a devotee accepting hardships, enduring difficulties on his behalf, the Lord becomes so much obliged to that devotee that he wants to give that the devotee what is most dear to him. When one takes to Krishna consciousness, naturally, in most cases, one's family members become very disturbed by one's renunciation. Even in the case of such great souls as Raghunath Das Goswami, his parents were great devotees. In fact, his parents were financially maintaining practically the entire Vaishnava community and all their preaching efforts. But when Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to leave the business of his father and take a life of sacrifice and hardship and renunciation, it was unbearable to the parents. Because the parents were not on the most advanced platform, seeing their children, seeing Raghunath accepting physical inconveniences was so painful to them. They couldn't bear it. They would not allow it. In fact, Raghunath Das Goswami, on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, had to abandon his parents, come to Jagannath Puri, and leave them all alone at home with broken hearts. And when they would hear about the tapasya that Raghunath was performing, they would simply cry day and night. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compared his parents to worms in stool. Attachment to family life is a pit where people pass stool, and it's nothing more than that. And those attached to family life are like worms who love the stool. Even if you take them out of the stool, they'll immediately go back. They won't understand. They're liberated. Only one who gets the special mercy of Krishna can get out of such a pit. So Raghunath Das, how much he hurt his parents. And naturally, it must have hurt him to hurt his parents. Devotees are not hard-hearted. But for the higher purpose of serving the Lord and serving all living beings, and for the higher purpose of even liberating the parents, the child is willing to endure that pain and endure seeing the pain of loved ones. In this way, Raghunath Das Goswami showed us by his example real love for one's parents. Not sentimental physical attachment. He was concerned with the liberation of their soul. And such, when one is willing to accept these types of hardships, when one is willing to accept these types of sacrifices on behalf of the Lord, for the sake of the Lord, that devotee wins the heart of the Lord to such an extent that the Lord irresistibly simply wants to satisfy the desires of the devotees. The devotee, what he is forsaking to satisfy Krishna. Krishna says, Sadhava hridayam mayam sadhunam hridayam tvaham maranatena janati naham tebhyo managapi. Because my devotee has sacrificed so much, is enduring so much to satisfy me, therefore I am willing to do anything to satisfy my devotee. And the Lord knows that the devotee, being soft-hearted, however demoniac or pious one's relatives are, a devotee naturally has affection for them, a special affection. Therefore, the Lord gives this benediction to all devotees for all times to come. That if you become my devotee and surrender to me, 21 generations of forefathers will all attain liberation. Do not worry about them. Do not sentimentally lament about them. Know that you are their real friend, their real welfare worker, their real well-wisher, simply if you surrender to me. The question is, do we have faith? By our efforts, what can we do for them besides temporarily pacify them for a few days only? And even with your pacification, they're still in the anxieties of the threefold miseries of material existence. What can you do? But are you willing to put them in Krishna's care? The fact is, if you surrender to Krishna, they are in Krishna's care also. There is a story of Sridhar Swami. He was a grihastha. He had a wife who was pregnant. He was thinking that so much I want to accept the mission of preaching. I'm being called upon by the Lord to preach. I really want to work for the benefit of all humanity. But now I'm simply maintaining this wife. She's pregnant with a child. I can't leave her now. But what I will do is, after she has her baby, then I will renounce the world, take sannyas, and go for the work of all humanity. So this was his conviction. As the 9 months went by, he was just meditating. When will this baby come? Then I can just leave her with the mother and go. Now, you know, man proposes, God disposes. We have our plans, but they are not always, we cannot be attached to the results of our plans. This is a very great renunciation. To know that you have your plan, but to expect that it may not work out the way you want it, even in your desires for preaching Krishna consciousness. Therefore, a devotee who is actually surrendered is not attached to his plan. He makes his plan, he works for his plan, but in the end he accepts Krishna's plan. A foolish person, in the guise of a devotee, he's so attached to his plan in Krishna's service that when Krishna reveals his plan, the devotee doesn't like. He thinks, no, it has to be my way, Krishna. It has to be my way. Otherwise, how could I do it for you if it's not my way? Well, are you doing it for him or are you doing it for you? That's the question. If you're doing it for him, it should be his way. So Sridhar Swami had his plan. My wife, she will have baby, then I will go. Free from this bondage of family affections and responsibilities. But as soon as the wife gave baby, the wife died. And there was this helpless infant laying there. So he was thinking, my God, now what? How can I just leave this infant baby? Now what do I have to do? I have to sit here and be the mother and the father and the nurse and everything and the babysitter. How am I going to do the missionary work of my guru by doing like this? So he was wondering, Krishna, give me a sign. Give me a sign. What should I do? And just when he was praying like this, he saw a little lizard. Nice little lizard. And it was just a baby lizard. You know how pretty baby lizards are. So this baby lizard was on the floor. And there was a fly that came to this baby lizard. And the lizard, just a newborn, took its tongue, and the tongue flipped out of its mouth and caught the fly, and he ate the fly, and he smiled. And then Sridhar was thinking, Just see, Krishna's providing even for baby lizards. What to speak of baby humans? He doesn't need me. So he left. And he went. And for the benefit of all humanity, he began to preach. And he factually became the father of all Vaishnavas. He was the original great soul who commented on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And all the great acharyas have utilized his commentaries in their updating commentaries of the Bhagavad Purana. Therefore, to this day, factually every one of us worldwide who are reading Prabhupada's books are factually reading, to a large extent, the translated commentaries of Sridhar Swami. What he has done for so many generations of millions and millions of people to uplift their consciousness. Why? Because he had faith in Krishna. And the baby, obviously, was fully protected by Krishna. Because if you surrender to Krishna, according to the desire of the spiritual master, then not only do you come under the protection of Krishna, but everything that you leave behind is also, from that point on, under the protection of Krishna. It is in the hands of Krishna. Krishna will care for it. Why? Because it is his promise. Because he knows that you have done this for him. You are sacrificing so much for him. So what you leave behind, he will take care of it. Out of love for his devotee. Because he knows his devotee cares. So a devotee has his faith. Therefore, a devotee never laments. A sincere devotee is very, very much conscious that what he does, what he thinks, how he or she spends time is not wasted, but it is tangibly, practically, and realistically for the benefit of others. So know that whatever advancement we make in Krishna consciousness, however purified we become, to that extent we become dear to Krishna, and to that very extent Krishna will take care of us and everything connected to us. Therefore, the greatest expression of love to anyone and anything of this world is to surrender to Krishna. If you become a devotee, just by becoming a devotee, Krishna will take care of everything. But if you become a pure devotee, Krishna will not only take care of things, but Krishna will not only send you back to Godhead, but give liberation to all others who are near to you. Therefore, rather than wasting our human lives regretting, lamenting, plan making in the future with so many material considerations, if we really want to do good, our concentration, our energy, our moments, our seconds should be to surrender to Krishna, to become his pure devotee. With faith in the words of Lord Narahari. Is there any questions? Devamrit, do you have any comments on this matter? Your parents are on the road back to Godhead. Although for them it's a bumpy road. Still, bumpy or not bumpy, the destination is worthwhile. Any comments? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Please order